Bienvenidos and welcome to Surviving Spanish with Karen, a short podcast with targeted lessons to complement your Spanish learning. This week, we're going to look at introducing family members. I'm going to explain kisses in Hispanic culture, and you're going to learn about Panama. Thank you to all of you who continue to tune in on a weekly basis. I really appreciate it. Lo aprecio muchísimo. Just for you guys, I'm working on a project that's going to help you follow along with all of the information in the podcast. I'll tell you more about this in the next episode. Dame un beso. Give me a kiss. If you have ever been around Latino or Spanish people, I'm sure you've noticed we are a touchy bunch. And one thing you may have noticed is that Spanish people often kiss each other when they meet. There are some cultural differences between each Spanish-speaking country, but generally, giving a kiss on the cheek is seen as a sign of acceptance and welcoming. I did find that there was a bit of a difference between the kissing culture in Spain and the kissing culture in my home country of El Salvador. So, when do people kiss each other in Hispanic culture? Growing up, I was exposed to a pretty large Latino community where we greeted each other with a light cheek touch and the sound of a kiss. It didn't really involve any contact of one person's lips and the other's cheek. If it was a person I did not know at all, I might lean in for a kiss if it was a woman, but rarely would if it was a male I didn't know at all. If it's two males meeting each other, they would generally shake hands or hug with a light pat on the back. Now, this is where the blurred lines come in, because I have seen some Latino people meet each other, and regardless of their gender, they meet each other by embracing with a single kiss, like the one I mentioned before, a light touch of the cheek with the sound of a kiss. This was all really different when I went to Spain. While I was in Spain, I became aware of how much I really loved my own personal bubble. The difference I found from living in southern Spain, in Granada to be exact, was that people would greet you, even if it was the first time they ever met you, with two solid kisses. Mwah and mwah. One on each cheek. Now, don't get me wrong, I appreciate the cultural differences, but it made me pretty uncomfortable. And I want you guys to remember that I am Latina and I feel it to the core, but I was born and raised in Canada, and getting two full juicy kisses on the cheeks from someone I didn't know was shocking. Another thing I noticed in Spain was that it didn't matter what gender you were, men and women greeted each other in the same exact way. Two full kisses, one on each cheek. Now, I do greet all my Hispanic family and friends with a hug and a cheek touch and the sound of a kiss, but let's just say I'm not too upset about social distancing. Now, let's get to the Spanish part. This week, you're going to be learning the vocabulary for the immediate family members and how to introduce them using demonstrative pronouns. Okay, wow, demonstrative pronouns. Now, this word, demonstrative, literally has the word monster in it. But don't worry, it's not that scary. We use demonstrative pronouns to demonstrate where someone is. So in English, we use demonstrative pronouns with the phrases this is or that is, demonstrating where someone is. Before we get to that, let's start with the family member names. Los parientes is what we use for the word relatives. Los parientes doesn't mean parents, it means relatives. In los parientes, we are going to first look at how do we call our parents. To say mother or father, we say madre and padre. These are the most official ways to talk about your parents. We also use mamá and papá for mom and dad. Both mamá and papá have accents on the last A. Mamá, papá. It's important that you add that accent and emphasis because mamá and mamá are two different words. Mamá comes from the verb mamar, which means to suck something, so try not to make that mistake. Papa, without an accent, can mean potato, whereas papa, with an accent, means dad. Mamá, mamá, and papá, papá. It's a small difference, but they do truly mean completely different things, so be aware. The last way you can refer to your parents is by using the words mami and papi. You may have heard these two words in Latino music, but just tread lightly because not every Latino girl likes to be called mami. Brothers and sisters. In Spanish, brother is hermano, sister is hermana. Pretty easy to remember. Hermano and hermana. Cousin is primo and prima. You would need to specify the gender of the cousin using either prima or primo. To talk about your uncle and aunt, we say tío and tía. Tío is uncle, tía is aunt. Don't worry, you will be getting a chance to repeat all of this vocabulary in a couple of minutes. Now, to talk about your children, we would say hijos, hijos. Hijos, with an S at the end, means children, but also just male children. Hijo means son. Hija means daughter. If you did want to talk about your daughters, we would say hijas. If there is one boy involved in your children, it would default to the masculine version and you would have to say hijos. Lastly, let's talk about husband and wife. Honestly, I have no idea what the inventor of these words was thinking in English to make the words so different. There's pretty much no similarity in the word husband and wife. In Spanish, it's only different by one letter. We say esposo and esposa. Esposo is husband and esposa means wife. Now, how do we introduce them? Today, we're going to learn the close demonstrative pronouns of this is. We're going to learn how to say this is my plus the family member, and then say his or her name is plus their name. In English, we do not see a change with the word this in phrases like this is my sister and this is my brother. But in Spanish, we must always respect gender. So we would have to say, esta es mi hermana and este es mi hermano. Esta es used for females and este es used for males. Mi means is a possessive, which means my, and then we add the family member's name. Listen again. Esta es mi hermana. Este es mi hermano. Esta es mi prima. Este es mi primo. Esta es mi tía. Este es mi tío. To add their name, we would say su nombre es. Su means his or her, and for the first time, Spanish doesn't care about gender when we use that possessive pronoun. Su is used for females and males. So our full sentence to say, this is my brother, his name is, would look like this. Este es mi hermano. Su nombre es Daniel. This is my brother. His name is Daniel. Esta es mi hermana. Su nombre es Esmeralda. This is my sister. Her name is Esmeralda. Now is your turn to repeat. Los parientes. Padre. Madre. Papá. Mamá. Hermano. Hermana. Primo. Prima. Tío. Tía. Esposo. Esposa. Esta es mi hermana. Su nombre es Este es mi hermano. Su nombre es Esta es mi madre. Su nombre es Este es mi padre. Su nombre es Esta es mi esposa. Su nombre es Este es mi esposo. Su nombre es Hablemos sobre Panamá. Let's talk about Panama. Panama is a very crucial country because of its geographical location. The narrowest point of Panama separates the Atlantic and the Pacific Ocean by only 30 miles. That's about 48 kilometers. The Panama Canal is built in the capital city of La Ciudad de Panama, or Panama City, and connects the Atlantic and the Pacific. This was huge for trading companies as they had finally found a way to cross continents without having to go around the frozen edges of the Americas. The Panama Canal was built by the U.S., which had an influence on Panama becoming the first Latin American country to adopt the U.S. dollar as a currency of their own. Panama is also known for having over 900 species of birds, as they have habitants that come from both North and South America. Other than being in the perfect spot for a canal, Panama is known as the end of North America. Although many people consider Panama part of Central America, Central America is not mentioned in the seven continents we learn about in school. It is south of Panama that is considered to be South America. So if you want to get specific, Canada, US, and Mexico are considered North America. Belize, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, Costa Rica, and Panama are considered Central America, And Colombia and the other 11 countries south are what we would consider South America. Thanks again to everyone who has tuned in. Please give me a 5-star rating, share the podcast, or subscribe to it so that it helps more people see it. If you have any questions about today's episode, feel free to email me at KarenALVTeacher@gmail.com or send me a DM on Instagram at SpanishWithKaren. As always, I'll see you next week. Nos vemos la próxima semana.